Here are today's top stories. The Supreme Court chose not to hear a Blagojevich appeal. Would you want to hear that appeal? No. This pretty much ends Blagojevich's hopes of getting out of jail, although he could get a lesser sentence from an appellate resentencing by a no-name judge named Zagel. Wait. Oh, I'm sorry. Zagel. Judge Zagel. Wow. The same judge that threw the book at him is in charge of resentencing him. Wow. You know what I call that? Life. Mayor Emanuel went back to being Mayor Emanuel by telling the police board to shove their candidates where the sun don't shine. He's choosing his own top cop, Eddie Johnson, head of patrols. Come on down. You're the next contestant on Take the Blame. And if you're going to be top cop, you can't be called Eddie. It's Ed, okay? Eddie's for local DJs or comedians. Ed. Ed Johnson. Ed. Governor Rauner was in a Wilmette school today. Good place to be if you can get it. And was asked about the presidential campaign, in which, among other words, he called the rhetoric weird. Well, I think it's weird you're chilling in a Wilmette middle school when the city schools are about to go on strike on Friday, but who am I? Speaking of Friday, it's on the teacher strike, not the new season of The Voice. And the more I read about what's at stake, it's going to be on again and again and again. So maybe instead of these one-day strikes, maybe do a mini-series like the OJ thing. As a city, listen, I'll speak for all taxpayers. We're not cutting teachers' money. Can we all agree on that? Let's just all agree. Politics aside, we're not cutting teachers' money. Everybody, go back to the way you were. And in gun violence news, no homicides yesterday on Easter. How about that? It's a little deceiving because there were 12 shot, but no one died. So that's a win. In national news, Senator Sanders is mounting yet another comeback. He swept 3 states this weekend, and he's pushing for superdelegates and the party to change their mind and read the tea leaves. Democrats want change, and he's the candidate. In response, Hillary said, yeah, but how many FBI agents are reading your emails? That's what I thought. The Republican National Committee doesn't care about a petition. There will be no open carry at the GOP convention in August. So that means Trump supporters will have to attack Cruz supporters with their bare hands. Oh, that's boring. This is an interesting population story. In 35 years, the number of people living over 65 will double. Oof, I've been saying it for years. 65 is new 30. Instagram is getting some heat for changing their algorithm. This time, it's from celebrities. A bunch of B-list and C-list and D-list and internet celebrities are upset today, telling fans there's a fix by just turning on notifications. But see, that's a hoax. That's just a way to make sure that celebrities' posts show up on your phone. So let me get this straight. Celebrities are faking indignancy to trick 14-year-olds. Ah, wow. But I wonder what Selena Gomez is up to. You know what? I'm going to hit this notification. Yeah, I got to see what she's doing. A new study suggests that the weird cat bacteria found in kitty litter that makes people go crazy may have something to do with road rage. Apparently, it causes anger and aggression, and millions have it. And apparently, they all drive on the Kennedy. Yikes. In weather, nice enough. In sports, the Hawks are back to their winning ways with back-to-back victories this weekend. They got 6 games left. Last night's win clinched them a playoff berth, so they're in. But it's NHL hockey, which I believe uses Common Core math for playoff seeding. So right now, the Hawks would be, let me do this. Okay, 1 + 4 divided by the color red. Then you hit that weird symbol on the calculator. Then you write a long form essay. Yeah, I think they're going to be the 3 seed. Maybe the 4. Maybe the 3. I don't know. In spring training news, Jason Hayward is recovering from multiple bee stings after he was swarmed during a game this weekend. Is it just me or is that like obviously a prankster? Like a Cardinal prankster came in and like put a beehive in right field. Just seems something right out of like Ernest Goes to Camp, doesn't it? Why isn't anybody investigating that? Someone should investigate. Isn't there like a commissioner for this? The Bulls are 2 games back to the Pistons. Atlanta comes to town tonight, who have drubbed the Bulls all year, but they got to win. The playoffs start tonight, which of course means they'll lose by 30. Hey, was I the only one that wasn't too broken up to watch Bill Self in Kansas not make the Final Four? I'm still burned a little bit that he left the Illini. Also in college basketball, the Lady Blue Demons lost their Sweet 16 matchup to Oregon State, so they are done. Good run. The Bears signed linebacker Sam Acho today to help with special teams, so they keep re-signing dudes from last year's special team squad. You know, I'd be okay if they brought in new blood, right? I mean, unless the coaching staff feels like this crew, they get it. You guys do an amazing job giving up touchdowns, running it out to the 10-yard line. You got penalties almost every kick. You got a kicker that misses game winners. You know what? You are Bears special teams. Everybody, here's a few million. I just assume that the special teams coach has a country accent. And finally tonight, Justin Bieber showed his bear butt on Instagram on Easter, and it broke the internet. Justin Bieber's backside may have a million plus likes, but it didn't outbox office Superman vs. Batman, but it did get much better reviews. Bieber's butt, somewhat recommended. Well, that's the carryout for March 28, 2016. Hey, we got a lot of Easter leftovers. So for $5, we'll just give you a Ziploc bag with lamb and eggs and whatever else was left over. You're welcome.